The response was very encouraging. A lot of people from the public are just coming in droves, tell us that they want to sign it. Today is the final day soliciting signatures from the public in support of the petition. We are hoping that people who haven't signed yet and who wish to sign, they can use this opportunity to sign the petition by today.
Now, within your organisation, the civil society organisation, you've put together an anti-corruption bill committee, as I understand it, which you are also chairing. So besides the petition, what other methods can you use to bring pressure to bear on the Prime Minister and get this legislation back into Parliament?
We are working closely with TSI, Solomon Islands Chapter. So TSI is in the process of also petitioning the Parliament to pass the anti-corruption bill.
Why do you think it is that a Prime Minister like Manasa Sogavare, who came back into power with a pledge to deal with this corruption issue, this is one of the signature issues, really, that he campaigned on. Why do you think he's now so reluctant, it would appear, to deal with the matter once and for all?
There is a misconception by members of parliament, those who support him, like his cabinet ministers as well as his backbenchers. There's a misconception going around that if they pass the bill, they will go to jail. So we are telling the people that, look, this is a misconception and this is a misunderstanding. The anti-corruption bill is for people who are corrupt. So members of parliament have nothing to fear about this bill.
You say members of parliament have nothing to fear, but if we look at the situation quite recently in Vanuatu, where a number of MPs ended up in jail having been convicted of corruption, those MPs who are not honest do have something to fear, don't they? Which may be one reason why they're reluctant to vote for this bill.
Well, what we are telling them is, look, this is for the future of the country. It is not for you people, you know. We want the government to be remembered as the government that passes this piece of legislation. And not only that, but remember, this is your flagship policy. You have been preaching it from day one, saying that this the anti-corruption bill is your flagship policy. We are reminding them of the need to pass this piece of legislation.
So I presume that were this legislation to be passed, there wouldn't be a retrospective element to it, and therefore any current members of Parliament who do have something to fear have the opportunity to clean up their act, as you say, as the country looks to the future.
I'm not really sure, but perhaps that will come in the regulations if the bill is passed. Maybe the government might be looking at that.
Is this a last opportunity, really, to deal with this matter, or is it simply a case of continuing to bang at the door until eventually the door opens and finally this matter is dealt with? Because we keep coming back to this question of tackling corruption in Solomon Islands and indeed in many countries around the Pacific. We were just talking about the situation in Papua New Guinea. It happens over and over again, and still individual countries don't seem to be quite able to get that legislation through.
Yeah. With the civil society organizations, I've met several times. What we have decided on is that this is not a one-off thing. In order for us to put pressure on the government, it must be a continuous action. We will continue to put pressure on the government, and we have plans in place. If the government fails us, we will go into those plans to put pressure on the government to pass the piece of legislation, the anti-corruption bill.
And the petition, once that is complete, what will happen to it then? Do you intend to present it to the Prime Minister personally?
We've had an audience with the Prime Minister, and he told us that he accepts to receive the petition. But unfortunately, I think he will be out of the country, so I think his Deputy Prime Minister will receive the petition. So the petition will be presented to the Prime Minister tomorrow.
And will it be tabled in Parliament? Are you able to do that in support of this bill, presuming the bill itself is tabled?
Well, the Prime Minister himself has given assurance to us that the bill will go through the process, that is to the Cabinet and caucus. Definitely, they're hoping that it will come back to Parliament next month.